607 FM Talk 106.5. Both your mornings on this Wednesday. Sean Sullivan right there. Is Dalton Orwig
right here.
And a lot to do on today's show. So many stories to get into nationally and locally, and some that are local and national at exactly the same time. We'll explain more coming up in just a little bit. Also lay out the numbers for the fight against coronavirus and COVID-19 nationally and here at home. As we track these numbers, you've got more pushes for masking up around the country, and even cities in Alabama making that an ordinance. You've got renewed case spikes in the West and Southern states out there right now. So let's look at it and get the actual numbers here. Dalton has the latest.
Yeah, there was a bit of a spike nationally yesterday in the number of new cases, 36,015 new cases in America yesterday, which brings us to over 2.4 million total positive cases of coronavirus in America since the pandemic began. And now over 123,000 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, there were over 511,000 tests reported, and 7% of those tests came back positive. Also, 863 deaths reported in the nation yesterday after 2 days of the lowest number of deaths since March. And now we're 2 weeks with fewer than 1,000 deaths per day in America. That's the longest streak we've had with those numbers since the beginning of March. Also, according to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, there have been over 28 million total coronavirus tests nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama, 30,670 confirmed cases in the state and 854 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, there were 50 new hospitalizations reported and 639 new cases added, which brings our 7-day average for cases per day to 592 and the 14-day average right now at a high of 686 cases per day. There were 23 deaths reported yesterday after only 2 deaths reported Monday and 1 on Sunday. And, you know, we've often seen that delay over Sunday and Monday and some higher numbers reported on Tuesday as we've been reporting on these numbers day to day and week to week. But that did raise our 7-day average of daily deaths to 11 per day in Alabama, and the 14-day average now at 9 per day. We are testing more, maybe not as much as we'd like to see, but there were nearly 5,000 tests in Alabama reported yesterday. We're averaging nearly 7,000 tests per day over the last week, and just over 6,000 tests per day over the last 14 days. Now, over the last week, 8.5% of those test results have been positive. That's been kind of what we've been averaging over the last couple of months, and it's come down quite a bit from last week. It was 14.5% last Tuesday, so good to see that number begin to drop. The 2-week average of positive tests right now sits at 11.3%. Looking at the local level, Mobile County now has 3,052 positive cases of coronavirus. That's after 38 new cases were reported yesterday and 0 new deaths reported for Mobile County. That number still sits at 132. Baldwin County added 13 new cases yesterday. They've now had 435 positive cases since the pandemic came to Baldwin County, and still 9 deaths for Baldwin County. They have not reported a death due to COVID-19 since May 22nd. It's been over a month since Baldwin County has had a death due to the virus. And there were also no new deaths in any other part of the area around us here. Washington County now has 94 cases with 6 deaths. They actually took a death off of Clark County's toll from yesterday, so that they now have 221 cases and 4 deaths for Clark County. Monroe County has 168 cases and 2 deaths. Escambia County, 166 cases with 6 deaths. Choctaw County has 185 cases with 12 deaths. Kanawha County, 144 cases with 1 death. And Wilcox County has 251 cases with 8 deaths. And Montgomery County continues to be the county that's having the worst of it right now. They have the most number of cases in the state of Alabama with 3,307, just about 250 more than Mobile County and about 207 more than Jefferson County. There were also 6 deaths reported for Montgomery County yesterday, while there were 0 for Jefferson or Mobile County. Mobile County has 132 deaths. Jefferson County has 126 deaths, and Montgomery County now with 85 deaths due to COVID-19.
All right, Dalton, with the numbers, I appreciate it. 6:12, members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force testified before House Committee on the Trump administration's response to the pandemic. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has the latest. Well, I thought she did, maybe, and has the latest.
President Trump's claim last weekend that he had ordered fewer coronavirus tests be performed because they were uncovering too many infections has caused quite a stir. In testimony before members of the House, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, was asked if he was told to slow down testing.
I know for sure But to my knowledge, none of us have ever been told to slow down on testing.
And when pressed by Republican Congressman Greg Walden, other members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force concurred.
Has President Trump ever directed you to slow down testing for COVID-19 in the United States? Dr. Redfield?
No.
No, sir.
No, Congressman.
Dr. Fauci was asked to assess the overall state of the coronavirus in the U.S.
We've been hit badly. I mean, anybody who looks at the numbers, we've had now over 120,000 deaths and we've had 2.5 million infections.
And said Fauci, coronavirus cases actually are going up.
A couple of days ago, there were 30,000 new infections.
Many of those new infections are in concentrated areas.
Right now, the next couple of weeks are going to be critical in our ability to address those surgings that we're seeing in Florida, in Texas, in Arizona, and in other states.
But Fauci is optimistic about developing vaccines.
When, and I believe it will be when and not if, we get favorable candidates with good results, we will be able to make them available to the American public, as I said to this committee months ago, within a year from when we started, which would put us at the end of this calendar year and the beginning of 2021.
FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn says developing a vaccine is moving apace through what he called Operation Warp Speed. But speed, he said, does not mean sacrificing essential elements.
We will work with companies, we will work with Operation Warp Speed to provide the assistance so the right studies are done with the right information, but we will independently look at those data and we will make a decision in the best interest of the American people with respect to safety and efficacy. We will use science and data to do that.
And while they were on the subject of vaccines,
this fall, before the seasonal circulation of influenza increased, I encouraged the American people to be prepared and to embrace flu vaccination with confidence.
Dr. Robert Redfield is head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The next season's influenza illness will occur simultaneously, potentially, with COVID-19.
But in the meantime, Dr. Fauci urges people to take certain steps while the coronavirus rages on.
You should not congregate in crowds. You should keep distance.
And he said, protect yourself and others.
Please wear a mask.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Oh, and coming up, a story, now maybe masks aren't the thing, but face shields.
Oh, boy.
Face shields versus mask, a story out in the, I think it was the JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association.
Mm-hmm. I've got that bookmarked.
So, talk about face shields and containment of COVID-19. We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. Also from the text line, thank you, at 343-0106. Texter says, if you're driving I-65 southbound between the 8-mile and 9-mile marker, just before you get to Highway 45 exit, there's a lots of 18-wheeler tire rubber in the highway. Then they add on, it's literally like the whole tire in the middle of the interstate. So not a road gator, I guess, because road gators, when the retread comes off and it lays there, like, but they're saying the whole tire. So once again, 65 southbound, if before you get to Highway 45, that exit there, it is a whole tire in the road. So take a little slow down as you get through there. Maybe somebody's gotten it off the road by now, but we'll watch that. 65 southbound, just north of the Highway 45 exit. All right, coming up in sports.
Well, the FBI has completed their investigation into the reported noose found in Bubba Wallace's garage at Talladega, and no charges will be pressed because they found it had actually been there for a while. I'll tell you that whole story coming up in sports. And also, we might have baseball for 2020. It seems that they have actually reached an agreement. I know everyone's tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of talking about it. Let's just play some ball.
All right. Also, one arrested in a over a chalk message at the pedestal that used to hold the statue of Admiral Raphael Sims. That's on the way as well. Headlines from WKRG next.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A late night shooting at Azalea Point Apartments in Mobile. That shooting happened around 10 o'clock last night at the complex off Azalea Road. We're told two people were shot. We do not know their condition this morning. At least two restaurants in Mobile and Baldwin counties have temporarily closed over COVID-19 concerns. A third restaurant is remaining open but cleaning after an employee awaits coronavirus test results. Bluegill on the Causeway has been closed since Sunday for professional cleaning. Moe's Original Barbecue in downtown Mobile abruptly closed on Tuesday, and Walk-On Sports Bistro has remained open, but the manager of the restaurant confirms an employee is awaiting results of a coronavirus test. Generous WKRG News 5 viewers pledged more than $70,000 during a virtual telethon on Tuesday benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of South Alabama. That includes a $20,000 donation from Austell. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Two kinds of people run for office, leaders and politicians. A leader like President Trump says what he means. A politician like Jerry Carl says anything. Carl criticized tax handouts to big business when he ran for the county commission. Then Carl flipped and supported handing out over $20 million of tax money to billion-dollar corporations. Carl says he's wise spending tax dollars. But Carl flipped again and voted to spend your taxes on everything from a contemporary art museum to a tennis league. Carl made big news when he said he wouldn't take a paycheck on the county commission. But he soon flipped and started taking an $80,000 salary. The difference between Trump and Carl? Trump tells it like it is. Carl tells it like it isn't. If you like having Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like having Jerry Carl in Congress. Paid for by Club for Growth Action, clubforgrowthaction.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The FBI announced yesterday afternoon that they will not press any charges after determining that NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace was not the victim of a hate crime. In the FBI's investigation, they found that a pull rope that looked like a noose on Wallace's garage bay at Talladega Super Speedway had actually been there since as early as October of last year. NASCAR President Steve Phelps said not to blame Wallace or his team.
The 43 team had nothing to do with it. The evidence is very clear that the noose that was in that garage had been in the garage previously. The last race we had had there in October, that noose was present.
Wallace, who's from Mobile.
Knot at this point, and there's not a noose. And for them to sit there and continue to call it the noose, it is a knot.
Well, it's not just NASCAR President Steve Phelps calling it the noose. The FBI used that in their announcement. They keep calling it a noose. I mean, I agree with you, but the terminology that's being used, they continue to call it a noose.
You know, I lament, and we're going to get right back to sports, but I lament what's been done to the Boy Scouts of America and the fact that people aren't getting into Boy Scouting like they used to, or Girl Scouting like they used to. Our country has a not identification deficiency going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you cure that? Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, scouting camp. How you solve that.
We've also had an issue in the media over the years where journalists attend riots and look at these bullets on the ground.
They're the foam earplugs.
That's right. Yes. So problem with identification from the media. Wallace, who's from Mobile, born in Mobile, he's the only black driver in the Cup Series, reportedly never saw the rope. A member of his team saw it on Sunday and reported it to NASCAR.
This is a great conclusion for us and for Bubba to understand that we are, that he was not targeted.
Wallace also spoke yesterday, said he's upset that people believe he made up the story of the noose.
I'm mad because people are trying to test my character and the person that I am and my integrity, and they're not stealing that away from me, but they're just trying to test that. And as a person, Don, that doesn't need the fame, doesn't need the hype, doesn't need the media, I could care less. I could give two craps about that.
2 weeks ago, Wallace successfully lobbied for NASCAR to ban the display of Confederate flags at tracks. There's been criticism of the ban by some longtime fans, and security had been stepped up for Wallace, who in the past month has worn a shirt over his fire suit that reads, "I can't breathe." His car had a Black Lives Matter paint scheme for a race in Virginia. On Monday, Wallace was joined by all 39 other drivers and their crews in a march down pit road as they pushed his number 43 car to the front of the line in the moments before the race. He finished 14th in Monday's race after running out of fuel late. Up next, the Cup Series will hold a weekend doubleheader at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania. They'll race the Pocono Organics 325 on Saturday afternoon, then the Pocono 300 on Sunday afternoon. It may soon be time to play ball for Major League Baseball. MLB players agreed to health and safety protocols yesterday after the league implemented a 60-game regular season. The league announced the parameters of the delayed 2020 season on Monday after owners and players were unable to come to a mutual agreement on pay and the number of teams that will be allowed to play in the playoffs. Players and teams can now ramp up activities knowing that the financial part of the equation is settled. Teams are set to report to training camp by July 1st. And the MLB now scheduled to hold opening day either July 23rd or 24th. 6:23 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's all about you,
Hi folks, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager, Kobe Subaru. Summer is here, and just like the weather, the savings on new Kobe Subarus are hotter than ever. With 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subaru models, it's time to start your new adventure. With some of the best inventory on the Gulf Coast, I assure you we have the perfect Subaru for you and your family. From Foresters, Outbacks, to the Ascent, which features a third row. If you're looking for an SUV, Kobe has you covered. If a sporty Impreza or Legacy suits you better on the road, we've got those too. Our staff is committed to providing you with the exceptional customer service you've come to know and expect here at Kobe Subaru. Kobe Subaru is still offering our remote delivery services. To begin your purchase, please visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 251-478-5000. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about
a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
At 6:25, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, has a little something to talk about. I don't know if you even call it in the tropics. It's so far north in the Atlantic. All I had to say yesterday is, hello, Dolly. Dolly has been named out there. Plus, another day of rain on the way. He'll talk about how much and if we have severe weather associated with that. Does that in just a few. We'll get to Dr. Bill about 6:35. Also on the way, it is a Wednesday. Jeff Poore joins us. We'll talk with him coming up after 8 o'clock. And a reminder, too, if you got junk around the house, you need to get rid of it. Maybe it's at your shop. Maybe it's at your office. Maybe it's a storage unit you pay on every month. 1-800-GOT-JUNK can get rid of it. That's my man, Trey. He's been doing this for 12 years in Mobile and Baldwin counties. It's that simple. You've got junk, you need it gone, he can handle it. You go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and they will set an appointment time, like a day and a time with you that you both agree on. They'll show up, they quote you a price, and you can get to work. They get to work right then, get the junk gone. It is that easy. Junk at your home, junk at your office, junk at storage unit. If you've got junk that's in your way, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, 6:27. We'll get into this in depth, too, later on in the show, and y'all are always welcome to chime in on the text line at 343-0106. All I know is I'd see the general shape, and I said this yesterday, when at about 7:40, Dalton said, hey, we have a picture here of the garage at Talladega from October or November of 2019.
Yeah, 2019, from last year when they raced at Talladega.
And, you know, a lot of people send us that picture. We've got the picture, had it yesterday morning. I can only zoom in. I can zoom in a whole bunch, but obviously as you zoom in on the picture of that knot, it's blurrier, so I can't see the exact orientation of the lines. But I can tell you this. But I saw it yesterday. To keep calling it a noose, and FBI is calling it a noose, NASCAR is calling it a noose. Knots have specific names because they do different things. A surgeon's loop is different than a bowline or a square knot, you know, or over half hitch. I mean, these are all different knots that have different reasons to use. So a noose, or a slip knot, as it can be called, does exactly that. It slips. As you pull it, it slips. It would not work as a pull handle. You can have a knot that looks like that. It's not a noose. We'll go to knot school here shortly.
I'm Jessica Delaney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A late-night shooting at Azalea Point Apartments in Mobile. That shooting happened around 10 o'clock last night at the complex off Azalea Road. We're told two people were shot. We do not know their condition this morning. At least two restaurants in Mobile and Baldwin counties have temporarily closed over COVID-19 concerns. A third restaurant is remaining open but cleaning after an employee awaits coronavirus test results. Bluegill on the Causeway has been closed since Sunday for professional cleaning. Moe's Original Barbecue in downtown Mobile abruptly closed on Tuesday. And Walk-On Sports Bistro has remained open, but the manager of the restaurant confirms an employee is awaiting results of a coronavirus test. Generous WKRG News 5 viewers pledged more than $70,000 during a virtual telethon on Tuesday benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of South Alabama. That includes a $20,000 donation from Austell. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Talking with Jim Cahaley from Mobile Funeral Home and Crematory. You've been in the business for a long time, but now you've opened up your own establishment. Why'd you do that?
Well, I felt compelled to get back into the business simply to bring about an affordable funeral alternative to the folks in Mobile County and surrounding counties.
When you talk about the affordability of funerals, that's something I have no knowledge of.
You're like most folks, no one has a clue until they get there. The average funeral nowadays runs between $8,000 to $10,000 to $15,000. At our place, the services we offer, which are the same as everyone else, start around $4,000 and go up from there. We're trying to make the funeral business affordable for folks again.
Hey, Jim, what about cremation?
A direct cremation with no service involved starts at $895 and goes up from there, where some of the larger firms are charging $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 for the exact same service.
Tell folks how they can get more information.
The easiest way to contact us is email mobilefhc@gmail.com or our web address mobilefhc.com.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the U.S. doubles roughly every 2 months, according to Johns Hopkins University. Health officials say remaining vigilant against the virus is the best way to move forward.
Some states are seeing spikes in COVID-19 cases. Dr. Lena Wen, the former health commissioner of Baltimore, says the U.S. needs to improve the way it's addressing the pandemic.
Unfortunately, we reopened too soon. We reopened also in not the safest way possible, and now we're seeing these surges all across the country. Basically, we're back to where New York was back in March.
The European Union might block Americans from traveling to its countries, according to two diplomats. I'm John Lawrence.
NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace says he's happy with the way NASCAR president Steve Phelps has handled the situation. A rope thought to be a noose was actually a garage door pull. NASCAR will continue to investigate. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella laid out plans to double the number of black managers and senior leaders in the U.S. over the next 5 years. The company says senior executives would be judged for promotion and rewards on their progress advancing diversity and inclusion as the software giant joins other businesses pledging to address racial injustice amid an outcry following George Floyd's killing. At Microsoft, black workers represent about 4.5% of U.S. workers. Lazy Boy says it's ramping up furniture production as states around the country ease coronavirus-related restrictions and consumers begin patronizing reopened stores. The manufacturer and retailer of reclining chairs, sofas, and other home furnishings is moving toward 80% of prior year production levels as July draws nearer. Segway says it will end production of its namesake two-wheeled personal transporter popular with tourists and police officers. The company will retire the Segway PT on July 15th. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open. That's Your Money Now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our UltraClean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35 and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so it's been some areas getting a good bit of rain, some areas not so much. I guess normal summertime thunderstorms.
Well, right now we've got a situation where it's a little out of the ordinary because we've got some upper air disturbances that are moving across Alabama, and as they move through, they set off showers and thunderstorms, and so we're not looking at just a normal pattern, and as we get into this time of the year, we tend to see some thunderstorm activity over the water, and then as the land heats up, it's over the land, the sea breeze gets involved in it, but right now we're getting some widespread shower and thunderstorm activity due to these upper air disturbances. So today you got a good chance for getting some rain, and temperatures will be in the upper 80s this afternoon. Now, tonight, the rainfall activity will sort of taper off, and look for some scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon, although some of those would could develop in the morning, and the high tomorrow again in the upper 80s. Now, as we get into Friday and the weekend, we're going to see high pressure kind of build in from the Atlantic over in our area, and it's going to reduce the number of showers. So Friday, just some isolated afternoon thunderstorms, high up near 90. And then over the weekend, looks like we've got a good chance of making it to 90 degrees. Saturday, isolated afternoon thunderstorms around 90. And then just a few widely scattered thunderstorms on Sunday with a high in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. So fewer thunderstorms and showers over the weekend, but we've got quite a few in the forecast for today.
Right. On the other side here, on talking about the tropics, yesterday, what do you think, Dr. Bill? I had a headline, "Well, hello, Dolly."
Well, I've been waiting all season for that. But, yeah, yesterday we had a disturbance way up in the North Atlantic, but it's over the Gulf Stream or the North Atlantic Drift. And yesterday, briefly, there was a flare-up of thunderstorms close to the center. and over one portion of the storm. So they classified it as a tropical storm, and that lasted for just a few hours. It's now a tropical depression, and it should kind of fizzle out here over the next 24 hours. But it's not affecting any land area. It's way up over the North Atlantic. And so far we've had four named storms, and three of those have been at a high latitude. And a few years ago, they wouldn't even been named. But we're seeing now with satellite imagery a better chance to pick up some of these thunderstorms and that fuel in these systems. And that's why we've seen them named, the storms named over the North Atlantic Ocean.
So in the past, and I mean, I know in the very distant past, they didn't have the technology, but let's say over the last 20 years or so, there could have been an analog season? In other words, the same number, same things happening out there, but by the end of it, they would have named fewer storms in,
probably,
say, 1980?
Probably 20 years ago, we wouldn't have had any named storms if we had the same situation that's occurred so far this year.
What? None.
But technology has allowed us to actually get a little better estimate of wind velocities that makes it possible to name these storms. But way over the North Atlantic, we're not going to send aircraft out to investigate a small disturbance. It's not going to affect any land area. So satellites come into play.
Oh, okay. But I mean, for people to understand what you're saying, then, if somebody says, well, there's more hurricanes, you know, in this season than there was 20 years ago, or something to that effect, there's more named storms this year than there has been since 1964, whatever the number is. What they're not taking into account is there might have been the same amount of activity, but those storms wouldn't have been named.
Right now, we cannot compare the number of storms that have occurred in the past with what occurs more recent years. You can't compare it because technology allows us to have a better assessment of the strength of these systems.
That's a big takeaway. I hope a lot of people listen to that. We're gonna talk about that again, because the assumption is all things, all metrics are equal, comparison from decade to decade or year to year. And in fact, the technology means it's not apples to apples.
That's right. And there's a lot of people saying that our hurricanes are getting stronger and we're getting more hurricanes. That's not the case. It's just that we're able to detect these storms and get a better idea of the strength of them, particularly in areas where we're not flying aircraft out into the center of the systems.
I think you opened a lot of eyes right there, Dr. Bill. I really do, as you always do. Okay, elsewhere in the tropics, anything you're watching?
It looks pretty good across the tropical Atlantic. It's quiet over the Caribbean and also the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, Dr. Bill, as always, we appreciate it, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. I'll let that soak in. Let that soak in for a second. Now, he's talked about this before, but I'm going to bring this back up every time I can. Not because it's not any kind of wide-reaching political agenda. It's just we have to deal in facts. And Dr. Bill has been pointing this out over time. When they say, well, this year we had more named storms than before, we might have had just as active of a period in 1951 or 1976 or something, or in 2005.
Right.
The technology is getting so good so much more quickly. Dr. Bill just said it. This man has been doing this 40 years, PhD in tropical weather. He said, the technology is giving, there are more named storms this year than last year because technology is better than the year before. So just, you got to put that into the mix. That does not mean that he's not watching, you know, tropical weather. He's just pointing out the naming of things and the indices that come out on this are affected by the technology that gets better and better every year to be able to, to look at what happened in, we don't have to go back in 2005 to pick what happened in 1990 and use today, say, well, it must be, the technology is that much better now. that you might have had way more named storms back then if they used the same technology they're using now. You're not comparing apples to apples. So it's a fascinating discussion. We'll have to get him back in here for a extended.
Yeah, and once we reach the end of the alphabet, I think it's happened a couple times
before.
It
happened in 2005.
Was it the Greek alphabet?
That's right.
Is that what's next?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to have to start using those more often as technology gets better.
Well, I mean, or are we going to just like he lamented, what was it, Bertha or one of them, that he said in the past, he said just a year or two ago, we wouldn't have named that storm.
Mm-hmm.
It was already almost onshore in the Carolinas. He said it was a tropical low.
Right.
But they went ahead and ran and named it. And yes, people have talked about this on the text line, what that means for homeowners insurance and what claims and what your deductible will be. That's all part of this discussion. And I think we need to have, once we get through all the other things on our list, like whether that was a noose, or it was a surgeon's knot, or, you know, overhand knot that was tied in the door pull there at Talladega, then we can talk about things that affect maybe, you know, people's wallets when it comes to storm damage. All right, 6:42, let's get to it. We got traffic coming up next. Be right back.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's attorney general and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry, 251-747-1802, or online, makoforestry.com, and on Facebook.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are still clear. It's a good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic, no delays from Robertsdale all the way to Gulf Shores. Daphne in Spanish Fort, you're checking it accident-free as well. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. See them at SilverCreekRange.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 6:44, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. And by the way, if you didn't catch what Dr. Bill was talking about there, we'll get him in the midday show and talk about this going forward. This is going to be, I think we're about the only people talking about this, but he's been doing this for a while, just saying, hey, remember when we start comparing year to year and decade to decade when it comes to tropical weather, he said, because he's been doing this 40 years, he said the quantum leaps that have been made in technology and the ability to look at something and say, well, that's a storm, has winds of this and that. You start comparing years past when they didn't have the technology and say, oh, look how many more now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a real trap there that's happening. All right.
And we're working through the list so quickly of names. Next is Edward.
Yes.
But we're getting even closer to tropical storm or Hurricane Nana.
You're obsessed with Nana.
I cannot believe they named a storm Nana.
Once again, if you didn't hear that, what Dr. Bill just said, he said, in the past, we wouldn't have a named storm yet.
Wow. Not even Cristobal. That's crazy.
We were on Dolly. Or maybe Cristobal would have been the first one, but he said we wouldn't be
as far along as we are.
He said they're naming storms they would never name before. All right, 6:45, and of course, the story we talked about this week, and Dalton, I think, was probably, I know, the first in town, if not, you know, one of the very few in the country to roll through with the story yesterday about 7:40 mm-hmm. yesterday about the door pull issue. It popped up on the web going overnight the night before that if you looked at this door pull there at Talladega for the roller door on the garage, maybe that was the noose in question. Now, a lot of us have now looked at that and say, well, that's not a noose. It's a door pull. Mm-hmm. It could be a surgeon's loop. It could be, I can't zoom in close enough to tell you what it is. But by the nature of a noose, I told you this, I did a demonstration. We'll do something for social media this morning. I brought my paracord in from the trunk, and I can tie you some knots. Nooses slip. Slip knots slip. As you would pull, they would slip and come undone, because if there's nothing in the end of a noose and you pull it through, it pulls undone.
Right.
Okay. That's not for a door handle. But I want to get, here's a clip. So the presser Bubba Wallace yesterday saying this.
The image that I have and I have seen of what was hanging in my garage is not a garage pool. I've been racing all my life. We've raced out of hundreds of garages that never had garage pools like that.
Wait, how does racing all your life make you an expert? I've been in barns and shops my whole life, and been around pool, and I've tied knots my whole life from Boy Scouts, and I'm older than you, Bubba, and there is a difference.
It was a noose that was either whether tied in 2019 or whatever. It was a noose.
You can't just say, I'm sorry to push back in deference here, but you can't just say something is what it is when it's not.
Right.
You know what? At the same time, I wasn't there, and I'm not going to tell him, but I'm going to tell you the mechanics of a noose. The first time somebody grabbed that whole thing and pulled on it, it would pull through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate to be the redneck in the media here, but knots have different purposes. Some look one way, but they're not that. That's not the thing.
Yeah, and what this initial allegation brought up was it gave the opportunity to hundreds of people in the media to continue to bash NASCAR and
yep.
NASCAR's fans. Jemele Hill, who used to be on ESPN,
yes.
One of the most woke social mm-hmm. justice warriors,
mm-hmm.
She's still saying, and because the FBI and NASCAR continues to call it a noose, yesterday she said this just reflects what the sport is and always has been. And then once the news came out that, well, it wasn't directed at Bubba Wallace, even though they continued to call it a noose, that gives her and others to continue to say, well, it's still a noose. Tell me why someone
right,
tied a noose up there.
They're doing the, let's do this, because we're kind of running late here, but we'll come back. There's a commentary. Can you read this commentary? Who's the guy from ESPN?
Yeah, it's Will Cain from ESPN, and he had some comments on the entire situation regarding Bubba Wallace and what they found at Talladega.
All right, we'll be doing that in just a second, and news headlines next.
You've heard about CBD, but do you really know about CBD? Take a few minutes to learn why so many of your friends and family now use CBD for its natural health benefits. Your CBD store of Westmobile will explain how it works with the body and the many products on the market. Your CBD store is locally owned and sells only third-party lab-tested, high-quality products. Owner Joe Brown is more than happy to discuss the science of CBD with you. Call today, 260-3223. Your CBD store of Westmobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot. This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A late-night shooting at Azalea Point Apartments in Mobile. That shooting happened around 10 o'clock last night at the complex off Azalea Road. We're told two people were shot. We do not know their condition this morning. At least two restaurants in Mobile and Baldwin counties have temporarily closed over COVID-19 concerns. A third restaurant is remaining open but cleaning after an employee awaits coronavirus test results. Bluegill on the Causeway has been closed since Sunday for professional cleaning. Moe's Original Barbecue in downtown Mobile abruptly closed on Tuesday. And Walk-On Sports Bistro has remained open, but the manager of the restaurant confirms an employee is awaiting results of a coronavirus test. Generous WKRG News 5 viewers pledged more than $70,000 during a virtual telethon on Tuesday benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of South Alabama. That includes a $20,000 donation from Austell. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KimcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Top story today, the FBI announced yesterday afternoon that they will not press any charges after determining that NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace was not the victim of a hate crime. In the FBI's investigation, they found that a pull rope that looked like a noose on Wallace's garage bay at Talladega Super Speedway had actually been there since as early as October of last year. NASCAR President Steve Phelps said not to blame Wallace or his team.
The 43 team had nothing to do with this. The evidence is very clear that the noose that was in that garage had been in the garage previously. The last race we had had there in October, that noose was present.
Yeah, the FBI and NASCAR continued to call it a noose. Wallace, who's
Not by any other name.
Wallace, who was born in Mobile, the only black driver in the Cup Series, reportedly never saw the rope. A member of his team saw it on Sunday and reported it to NASCAR.
This is a great conclusion for us and for Bubba to understand that we are, that he was not targeted.
Wallace also spoke yesterday, CNN, Don Lemon. He said that he's upset that people believe he made up the story of the noose.
I'm mad because people are trying to test my character and the person that I am and my integrity, and they're not stealing that away from me, but they're just trying to test that. And as a person, Don, that doesn't need the fame, doesn't need the hype, doesn't need the media, I could care less. I could give two craps about that.
And a take from ESPN's Will Kane yesterday, which I wanted to share. He tweeted, NASCAR didn't care about the truth. Almost everyone in the media didn't care about the truth. Curiosity, questions, and the search for the truth were dismissed as contrarian at best, racist at worst. Media is broken. Society is broken. And I saw the same thing yesterday. People that wanted to take a little time and figure out exactly what happened were dismissed as racist.
Yeah, God forbid, like we just state, slow down and take a look at the facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone had their own piece to say, and not much of it had to do with any of the facts.
So he says so much in this. CSP. I tell you what, we have a little more time next hour. Let's get into this.
Yeah, really good take, and we'll talk about this more later. But also some big MLB news. Maybe soon time to play some ball. MLB players agreed to health and safety protocols yesterday after the league implemented a 60-game regular season. The league announced the parameters of the delayed 2020 season on Monday after owners and players were unable to come to a mutual agreement on pay and the number of teams that will be allowed in the playoffs. So players and teams can now ramp up activities, knowing that the financial part of the equation settled. Teams now set to report to training camp by July 1st, and the MLB planning opening day either July 23rd or 24th. 6:54, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Good morning for the Hooters Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway coming in from Daphne and Spanish Ford. Once again, Tillman's Corner, Theodore 90, Halls Mill Road, Nevius. From the 1065 split heading northbound, there's no delays from Chickasaw to Saraland. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running, and they're a nappy finalist, and voting ends on Sunday. You can also rent all their carts. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
The Department of Labor can help workers and employers with unemployment claims related to COVID-19. File claims and get more information at labor.alabama.gov. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station, with funding provided by the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment and Training Administration, and the Federal Workforce Opportunity Innovation Act. An equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities.
Has anybody, by the way, 657 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on a Wednesday. Hey, y'all. Sean Dalton. Has anybody used the Gordian knot thing yet? Has anybody said anything about a Gordian knot in the headline?
I haven't seen that.
Swear I'd be. The Gordian knot of NASCAR's mischaracterization, or the NASCAR leadership ties themselves in a Gordian knot with commentary. Something like that. If you're a headline writer out there, you're probably already on it. But if not, take that one. That's free. I'll give that to you. Just
wow.
Give me a credit or something like that. All right. Check in with WKRG for some headlines, Dr. Bill's forecast, and then we'll get right back. Hour number two on the way next.